This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on getting to the other side of yours. And today I am here with Amber Sweener and feeling so blessed to be with her today. Amber, thank you for being with me.
Thank you. I love this. I love your message, helping epic women come through epic trials and tribulations and come out on the other side.
Rock on. That's totally the message. And so we're going to jump right in, Amber. Would you please give us a few sentences about who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day, if you're busy?
Yeah, I'm a brand strategist and business coach, primarily for heart-centered people in business who really want to uncover their authenticity and live their truth. And I'm also a musician. And between those things, it keeps a pretty full plate.
I can imagine that it does. I love that combination. Absolutely love it. Music is everything. Can you please summarize for us, Amber? This is a podcast about and for women who've been through some tough stuff. What is it that you went through and what was the worst part of it?
Yeah, so I started my brand strategy company 4.5 years ago. And at the time, there was all that typical fear of pursuing something new. I had been the primary earner, and then my husband was just graduating college and all of a sudden transitioning into something new. And I had gotten a few clients out of the gate, and there was someone who was like a mentor to me, sort of where we were going to refer business, and ultimately made the decision for that person to become a business partner. Things didn't work out well, and unfortunately, kind of went about as poorly as they could go, with things just crumbling apart in a really negative way. You know, unfortunately, there were some errors in how the business contract was written. And the long and short of it was, it really left me in a position of having my name kind of called out, even though there were things that I hadn't been doing that were basically, there were untruthful things, right? And it was a horrendous time. I was in the business doing everything I could to make things right for clients when they had been promised things that weren't delivered because of this business failed business partnership. And because of the flaw in the contract, I was struggling to maintain control of my own business. And I was at risk of, you know, losing access to my own banking accounts and things for the business that I had started. So it was an extremely difficult time, having come out of the gate and building a company, clients that were trusting me, and then in a matter of months, almost losing everything from what I felt like was a poor decision and putting so much trust into a partnership that wasn't a good fit.
Boy, oh boy, does that sound like absolute caca. Man, oh man, oh man.
Yeah.
Rough stuff. So my next question is, so we here at the Epic Comeback Podcast believe and know that it takes a total warrior to get to the other side of something like that. What's the best thing about being there, being on that other side?
Yeah, when I was going through it, I just kept telling myself that actions speak louder than words. Stay in your principles, stay in your integrity. That is all you can do. I've always been a believer in playing the long-term game. Even in a moment when everything feels like it's crumbling, I always strive to have the future faith about seeing the future me and what it's going to feel like when I come out on the other side of it. And I even look back from my journal at that time, and a night where I was staying up night after night, middle of the night, crying, like bank account was empty, but I would write about how it was going to feel in 6 months and in a year and in 2 years, when I could look back and know that rather than getting my energy sucked into negative talk, the way that I could prove my values and guiding principles was to walk the walk and just keep doing it. And that's the path I set forward on. And while it was one of the most difficult times of my life, I stayed that track. And a year after that point, I hit a streak where my business then grew significantly. A year and a half later, I ended up hiring 4 team members. So like, that's the best advice I have, is think and about how you will feel when you come out on the other side of it, and stay rooted in, you know, what's authentic for you, and don't let yourself get sucked down into the bad side of the situation.
That is fantastic. I mean, it really sounds like you were being the warrior from start to finish. That is really, really, I mean, alongside crying and sobbing, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's incredible how that can happen. Really vulnerable and really expressive of Kaka at the same time that you're crushing it in terms of your values and your integrity.
Yeah, I don't think it's about putting on a fake face. It's just allowing yourself, when you hit the end of the day or you're having a bad day or you need to take the weekend off or whatever it is, allow yourself that and come back the next day stronger. Like, it's just about over time seeing the progress and continuing to take the steps, because that's the only option, right? You don't want to give in to whatever the terrible circumstances are that you're in the moment.
Yeah. You don't want to, you may feel like it, but you don't want to. Yeah. Sure. Amber, let me ask you, who are some other brave warriors like you who've gone through some total caca and they've come out on the other side and they should be on this podcast?
Yeah. Well, there's one I think of, Nicole Boudot, who's a client and friend of mine, also based in Madison, Wisconsin. And she is building a business and around pre and postnatal massage and really owning it and leading in that space, even when others might not want to hear it or speak the language about how important pre and postnatal healthcare is and support for the journey of mothering. So she has just been rooted in her mission for many, many years, and there's been incredible amounts of challenges along the way. So you should definitely talk to her.
Fantastic. She sounds awesome. So you mentioned already, the next question is about what advice you would give. And you've given some really fantastic advice, but I'm going to ask you if there's anything else that you would like to say to women who are going through really, really rough times and struggling on how to get to that other side. You mentioned integrity. You mentioned walking the walk. Anything else that you'd want to share?
I think the more you can get rooted and grounded and just get quiet with yourself and just go back to those core principles. Some people think of it as a through line of your mission, as your mission. I look at it as guiding principles. What are a few things that are true for you? And the opposite is, what would you never be okay with? And that can help answer what are those guiding principles, and just stay rooted and grounded in that. And it helps give direction to keep moving forward and lets everything else wash away.
I love how specific that is, because when we're going through something rough and we are feeling like the pieces of our lives are scattered, having specific questions to ask ourselves, like, what would I never do? What are my core values? So important. So important. I mean, I'm a coach myself, and those are the kinds of questions I ask my clients all the time. What is aligned with your values? And if you took this path, how would that align with your values? That sort of thing. So our last question is a little bit of fun. Amber, since we are all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, what would your superpower be?
Ooh, I don't know what it's called, but the ability to like transport to anywhere, because I tell you, there are moments in the Wisconsin winter where I can visualize being on the beach. And I love the Midwest. We're great. But there are times where, so I don't know, what's that called? Trans something?
I don't know. There's a word for it.
There you go. The ability to fly through the air and be there in an instant, anywhere in the world. I love it.
Well, you got a new friend in LA, sister.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Amber, thank you so much for being my guest today. This conversation has been so awesome and inspiring. Where can we find you online?
ImpactAcademy.com is the best place.
Awesome. ImpactAcademy.com. Amber, thank you again. This is Nikki Bruno with Amber Sweener with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas about how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com.